Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, and all the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Tonight, the big searchlights are cutting up the Hollywood sky, and the crowds are pouring into the Pantages Theater. It is movie town's brightest hour, Oscar night. In a very few moments, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will begin handing out statuettes for the best film achievements of 1949. It is not a precious work of art, that golden Oscar, but to moving picture people, it looks better than an original by Michelangelo. A new royal family of filmdom is about to be crowned. And now, before the elect of Hollywood and the millions of listeners in the great 48 states, the annual Academy Award show is underway with the national anthem.
This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you from the RKO Pantages Theater in Hollywood. From our American Broadcasting Company booth adjoining the stage, we look out upon a brilliant spectacle indeed. From the rear of the balcony to the footlights, this huge audience of 3,000 representing the who's who of Hollywood has assembled in colorful evening dress to participate in this eagerly awaited 22nd Annual Academy Awards show. And to help in the broadcast, here in the booth are two of Hollywood's most articulate people, the lovely Miss Eve Arden and the president of the Screen Actors Guild, Mr. Ronald Regan. During the course of tonight's show, Miss Arden and Mr. Regan will chime in to describe the action and keep radio listeners abreast of what's going on here in the theater. Right now, the overture is about to begin. It's made up of the five songs nominated for this year's Oscar in songwriting, plus last year's award winner. The Academy Awards Orchestra, Robert Emmett Dolan, musical director of the evening, conducting.
Thank you.
As the house lights darken, the orchestra descends into the pit, and slowly the curtain rises to disclose a stunning stage setting dominated by a huge replica of the hero of the evening, the Academy Oscar, and just in front of it, a whole table full of those coveted awards. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, Mr. Charles Brackett.
Ladies and gentlemen, at any official meeting this year, whether it be of Big Steel or the Girdle Trust, it is customary to take a glance at the half century's development in the field of endeavor of those convening. In the case of motion pictures, I find the temptation to do so irresistible. Our medium, the newsreel part of it, has caught and preserved the 50 years with accuracy and impersonality. Because of the evidence in film vaults, no one can ever picture the epoch in pretty stylized terms, such as surround 18th century England, or the Currier and Ives America of 100 years ago. We are not celebrated as was an era of France in great majestic tapestries. We are there on celluloid, looking rather funny to the eye of posterity. Funny, but human and understandable. I hope posterity will study us quite a lot. What about the other aspect of our medium? How have we developed as an art? 50 years ago, the highest emotion moving pictures could evoke in an audience was terror at the charge of an onrushing train. In contrast, examine the product of the year we have under consideration tonight. The five nominated pictures nominated by our members explore a stunning variety of subjects. A, an aspect of the American political scene. B, the recent war from two different angles. C, a delicate psychological study from the pen of a great American novelist. D, a cross-section of an American suburb, observed with contemporary wit and accuracy. In addition, and occurring frequently on our nominations list, are four fine pictures dealing in high compassion with the problems of our Negro citizens. This is long and honorable progress. Scrutiny of the 22 years of Academy nominations bears out this theory of the maturing screen and the maturing appetites of picture audiences. Not that the fun and nonsense which is an essential part of show business is being neglected. No year which boasted I was a male war bride and a musical as exuberant as On the Town can be accused of being unduly solemn. I emphasize the consideration of graver matters because we live in a time when our civilization, if it is to survive, must survive through some grave exaltation of the human spirit, some kinder and wiser doctrine than the other side of the world can show. For that spirit, for that doctrine, may motion pictures be a strong and dedicated instrument. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce as our master of ceremonies tonight the man who shouldered his way into the affection of the picture public as the richly human mug in a letter to three wives, Mr. Paul Douglas.
Thank you, Mr. Brackett. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. When the Board of Governors of the Academy were looking for what they call a fresh and exciting new personality to MC this show, everyone at the meeting yelled out in unison, "Get Douglas." Well, we all know how busy Kirk is, you see. I attired myself properly, and I got my license from Senator Johnson, and here I am. You may not have an impressive MC, but believe me, you certainly have an impressed one. This is my first Academy show. I'm a stranger here, so I'll handle the pitch the best way I can. Now, in past years, when I listen to the show, I always wish they'd tell us something about, how it all works, about nobody knowing who the winners are until the envelopes are opened right here on the stage. Well, I've been briefed. The envelopes are sealed and brought to us from the auditing firm of Price Waterhouse, where the returns have been properly counted and certified. 12,000 people took part in the voting this year. The nominations for distinguished achievement were made by the members of the Academy branches, assisted by the Hollywood Guild. The final selections were voted by the 1,893 members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. However, one of the reasons I never quite believed that nobody knew the winners beforehand is the fact that the orchestra always plays exactly the right piece of music a split second after the winner's name is called. Well, it's true. Now, I'd like to report a bit of personal investigation. I snooped. I found out all about it. The conductor, Robert Emmett Dolan, and his musicians have 134 pieces of music in their books, one for every nomination in each category. As the nominations are read for each award, the musicians have all the appropriate music fanned out on their racks. When the winner is announced, the conductor gives the downbeat in exactly the time it takes the musicians to grab the right music. That's all there is to it, really. Now, a word, if I may, to the potential winners. A word. Speeches. Mr. Robert Montgomery touched on this point last year. Mr. Montgomery, an eminent actor, good dresser, nice fella. Well, you see, it's the custom with nice people that when something good happens to them, they like to thank everyone who had anything to do with bringing it about. Well, this, of course, is true. However, all of us know the teamwork that must go into a fine picture. So right here and now, on behalf of the winners, permit me to thank your cameraman, your writer, your director, your hairdresser, your front office, your makeup man, your grip and your producer. And, if I may, we'll also assume that without your mother, the whole thing might not have been possible. So if it's all right with you, we'll adopt a sort of loose rule. You just thank your lucky stars, the voters, and no one else, please. And now to begin our 22nd award show under the general direction of Johnny Green, the governor of the Academy, we present the first of the five nominated songs. It's a Great Feeling, sung for us by that eminent exponent of the smiling voice, Jack Smith.
It's a great feeling to suddenly find the clouds in silver line when the sun shines through. It's a great feeling to walk down the street, see the folks you meet smiling back at you. As long as I've got someone to embrace, as far as I'm concerned, learned the world is such a lovely place. It's a great feeling, your credit is nil, you'll never make a mill. But nonetheless I say, when you're in love, you're feeling great. It's a great feeling to suddenly find the clouds are silver light when the sun shines through. It's a great feeling to walk down the street and see the folks you meet smiling back at you. As long as I've got someone to embrace, as far as I'm concerned, the world is such a lovely place. It's a great feeling, your credit is nil, you'll never make a mill. But nonetheless I say, when you're in love and she's in love, it's a great, great feeling when you're feeling great.
And now to the person who will present our first award. I have very few lines on Miss Patricia Neal. However, she has quite a few of her own.